This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Work on agronomy, the American family farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through some of the news affecting family farmers this past week. Conversation with a gentleman who runs a farm called Sprouting Farms, project director there, what goes on his small farm and what you can learn from him. Coming up first, though, in the news affecting farmers, the presidential candidates having their debate, the Democrats anyway, having their debates this week. There have been 35 farm and food organizations calling on those people who are running for office and those people who are already in elected office to address the disproportionate market power held by the giant agribusinesses that dominate livestock, poultry markets, the milk industry. This is something that I've been talking about. It's nice to know that now there are people who are actually getting into Congress's face because they need to. Congressional action on farm issues completely predicated, as is the president's move, by helping their pals who give all their money in terms of contributions for re-election to these people in the various committees, Congress in general. It's an outrage. The food system, as I see it, clearly rigged. Just a handful of multinational corporations have been allowed to exert more and more control over every step of the food chain. Farmers have been left to cope with higher production costs, fewer marketing choices, unfair, abusive business practices. Just look at the dairy. Talk to your local dairy farmer and see what he or she thinks about what's been done by the Suiza family and DFA. It's outrageous, and they get the aid. They're getting the money. The $16 billion is going to these guys and not to the 70,000 farms that are owned by families. A lot of farms going out of business, mostly mid-sized, family-owned operations. In light of these circumstances, it's critical that there be action to restore fair competition to agriculture. This is something that all candidates for the presidency should be put on the spot. Trump especially, because he got the support of the farmers last time around. He ain't going to get it this time, especially when you look and analyze where all this money has gone that you and I, the taxpayer, have put up supposedly to help the farmers. What the hell? These big agribusinesses don't need a nickel. They're the ones running the business and screwing up the supply side. As far as I'm concerned, the depressed prices that especially dairy people, but mostly all independent farmers, have had their livelihood underscored and threatened by all these huge agribusinesses. Hundreds of calls from livestock and poultry producers. You know, one of the best examples, or the worst examples, it depends on how you look at this, the situation with the swine flu and the ownership of the means of production. Do you know the Chinese own the largest supplier in our country of pork? They own it. They bought the business because pork is the biggest meat and the biggest production in terms of numbers in China comes from pig farmers. And they all work for the state because it's a communist country. So, in essence, the communists own the means of production of swine. So, we're told over here, don't worry about it. The swine flu is only a problem in China. No, that's not true. Swine influenza, which is a respiratory disease pigs get, it's a type A virus, causes an outbreak of what they call swine flu. It doesn't usually affect humans, but it affects the pigs. It's the pigs get sick, pretty much. The pigs that die, if they don't die, they get killed because they don't want to, the farmers don't want to spread the disease because it ruins the value of the pig. So there are a couple of different flying flu, swine flu viruses out there. It's not just one. And they change constantly. They adapt just like the regular flu strain. You know, we have, it's the same thing. We get flu and the flu strains are different every year. Same thing with the swine flu. And it spreads among the pigs. They're all closely connected. They're all together. And they spread it from one to the other to the other to the other. So the fevers, coughing, discharge, all that stuff, it's all over the place in Asia. And they say, oh, don't worry about it. It's not going to come to America. Bunk them. Stonehill? What's the name of the big pork producer? I'm trying to remember the company that they bought out. Something like Stone something or other. But at any rate, I don't use and honestly don't know that much about pork farming. I just know that these warning signs are up everywhere. And it's just, again, the same kind of thing. I bring it up because most of the pork that is raised for these companies, it's like what they do the same way as they do with chickens. They contract with farmers to grow the pigs or to grow the chickens that put the Purdue label on them or whatever the label may be. Tyson doesn't have any farms. They just hire contract with farmers to grow this stuff. So anyway, I'm bringing this to your attention because I'm tired of seeing all of this press look at this, great, the country is helping our farmers. Bull crap. The average family farmer isn't getting, I told you, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got a notice from the USDA that my help was going to be on my farm, $189.50. That's what I'm getting. I didn't even ask for any help because I don't really need it. There are people that really need it. But can you imagine the instant? Just think about it for a second. $189. That's what they say I'm supposed to get from the government to help me in my farming endeavors. It's outrageous. It really is. The whole damn thing is outrageous. But let's see if anybody asks a question of these candidates as they move into positions, slotting themselves into positions of prominence. In a moment, we'll meet Fritz Bodner. We'll find out what's going on with him at Sprouting Farms. Meanwhile, those of you who have been eating food that's a little rough on your teeth or drinking a lot of coffee, tea, wine, there are a lot of things that stain your teeth, smoking, chewing tobacco, that kind of stuff. So if you want to get rid of, first of all, you should stop doing all that stuff, especially the tobacco-based products. But if you've got teeth that are yellow, unattractive, you want to change that reality, call 800-208-1797 and order Power Swabs. The Power Swabs have been clinically proven to whiten your teeth. Two shades the first time you use them, and the next 5 or 6 days you use them again, another two shades. Your smile will be transformed. Power Swabs, instantly amazing. And you won't go back to anything else. You won't use the little pearls and the toothpaste because it's bad for your enamel. This is not bad for your enamel. It extracts the strains from it, keeps your enamel there to protect your teeth. The only one of these products that does. Power Swabs, super fast, super easy. So let's put this to work for all of us. This is a product that's been displayed, advanced teeth whitening systems for people who love their teeth and want a truly white smile. I've been on the radio for a long time. Even though you can't see me, having a whiter smile is very important, important to you as well. So the coffee, tea, white, red wine drinkers, let's take care of your problem. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard this discussion on the DJV program. You get 50% off the retail price. Just mention my name, Doug Steffen. 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797. Take care of it right now while you're thinking about it. Power Swabs removes the stains naturally. You'll have healthy teeth and healthy gums and healthy enamel if you clean up your whiteness on your teeth. 800-208-1797. Get it at half price using the code DJV. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon, you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Now at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off. With savings that big, you'll be the president of printing.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. And online, with free overnight delivery on HP Ink at Staples.com.
And 629, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPFOGO for details.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Fritz Bettner, who is the project director at Sprouting Farms. Been in the works since 2014. I hear, Fritz, that this used to be a coal mine. Is that right, this area?
Well, not this particular farm, but there are. We had a couple different farming sites, and one of them was an old abandoned mine land, which had portals that were where you can go access the underground mine, yes.
Uh-huh. So how does that, well, using that as a background, how you're training, I guess, new farmers, get sort of a kind of a farm incubator system going on. Where do you find the land? Is it, you're talking about coal mines. Where else do you find land?
Well, West Virginia is a pretty rural state. So there's lots of, land available. Our main farm is in Summers County, West Virginia, which is in southeastern West Virginia, and there's not actually any coal mining in this area. It's geologically impossible. But we bought a old wholesale nursery farm that had, they basically sold plants and pots and things like that and had 30 greenhouses there, but it was derelict for about 10 years and sort of fallen in. So we bought that property with the benefit of a conservation easement, an agriculture easement, was able to pay for a lot of it. And then we invested some grant dollars into rebuilding the facility.
Yeah. And so this is what you started back in 2014, right?
Yep.
Yep. What are you doing there when it's called Sprouting Farms? What sort of things? What's your business model? You can explain what you're growing and that sort of thing?
Sure. So we're a little bit of a non-traditional farm incubator. And what a farm incubator is that we try to work with new and beginning farmers to help them establish their farm businesses on-site and also off-site. So our farm does a couple different things. We have all of these high tunnels that I've mentioned, probably about 10 acres of GAP-certified and organic-certified growing space. And so we rent and lease that land. We work with them to develop production plans. We have, we've created our own food hub that accesses, that aggregates stuff from, 60 different farmers across the region. And so it sort of markets space, technical assistance, and resources all on one site, serving pretty much southern West Virginia.
So are you growing, if I'm correct in looking, I've got an article from Modern Farmer, which is a magazine I quite like, actually, that points to a couple of ways of growing outdoors in the soil, but you also have aquaponics. You were talking about the greenhouses. Is that what you use them for?
Yeah, so the aquaponics is at a different site. It's on the site where the abandoned mine land was. So we do grow year-round, and then we grow lots of stuff to sort of establish wholesale markets.
To be continued on the American Family Farmer. Stay tuned.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Family Farmer with Fritz Vedner from Sprouting Farms. Their website is sproutingfarms.org. He's the project director there. This is a location down in West Virginia. It's a very interesting situation because it combines several different factions, if you will, in the food system. So you were talking about co-ops and how is it different there, working with co-ops, than it might be in different places around the country, or is it pretty much the same model?
Well, the challenge here is there aren't any co-ops. So we're in the middle of creating one right now. Uh-huh. Right now we're focusing on, you know, working, growing, and producing cooperatively, so a co-op can be formed. So Sprouting Farm started its own food hub where we're aggregating from, you know, 80 different producers across the region, but it's very nascent. It's very like we're working through. We have a good customer base. We have a diversity of markets, but we're still trying to figure out, you know, what the profitability is, how to set pricing, working on demand. And so we're building the value within the food hub. So therefore it becomes something that producers and or like interested parties would want to be like part of or buy into. So it's building up the demand so a cooperative exists.
All right, so how do you do all that? This is, sounds like quite an undertaking.
It is, yes. Unfortunately, here in West Virginia, it's, you know, the wholesale and just sort of like the cooperative food system development really hasn't taken hold beyond like retail, beyond farmers markets and beyond, you know, some small scale growing and delivering. And so we're sort of having to build it from scratch. We go about doing that by honestly having like a very diverse market set. So we offer a bunch of different markets, everything from like an online retail market where you can grow as little or as lot as you want to like restaurant customers, to conventional wholesales, to schools, to institutions, and really trying to build up this multi-sector market. So any type of producer can play in it, and then we can begin to build their capacity to grow at scale, because a lot of producers just aren't growing at a scale that can produce an income that can support a livelihood. And that's sort of where we are right now.
All right. So why are you affected by things like the weather? The weather this year has been, actually since last fall for me, I'm a New England farmer, a dairy guy, cattle, not cattle, but because I don't like that term, cattle farming. I raise Jersey heifers, replacement heifers now because I stopped milking a couple of years ago. But I find the weather, we're trying to create hay, grow corn, that sort of stuff, and it is miserable here weather-wise. And I'm wondering how that affects you, especially as you're starting all this stuff. You're trying to get people encouraged and enthused and excited. And how can you do that when the weather is as bad as it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an extra challenge because we're dealing with like significant crop loss, and that doesn't just hurt the producer. It hurts our markets because we do production agreements with producers. We do buyer agreements with buyers, and you know, if one of those things fall through, which sometimes it's out of your control. Either the buyer, the chef leaves, or it rains too much and you lose a crop and it gets infested with some type of, mold or fungus or something like that. And so, yeah, right. It's an extreme challenge. And so you're constantly looking at contingency planning. Like, how do I fill that order if this farmer doesn't come through? And then how do I, move this product to another market if that buyer doesn't come through? So it's complicated and it's hard to deal with. And we really encourage, Sprouting Farms has, probably 20 different high tunnels in operation. So growing indoors, honestly, is like very, you can control the environment much better.
Yeah.
Not dealing with all those issues. You can control pests better. And so we're really looking towards, doing that, I think, and teaching that as much as anything.
Yeah, but you got to have the facilities. If you can't get the facilities, that can be daunting because it's expensive to put up buildings like that. That's why most people want to start with land, open land outside. If you can find something like you found, that's great. But that's got to be a challenge and a half as well. We'll continue understanding what Mr. Bettner is going through and how that can help relate to you in the idea department here on the American Family.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
The American Family Farmer, focusing on family farms, farmer-owned businesses, and the locavores that eat and enjoy the products that we grow and God creates, if you want to look at it that way. The American Family Farmer Show on the air every week. And the podcast that supports what we're doing is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, most recent one, a reminder about June being Dairy Month as we come to the end of the month. You are suggesting, I guess I encourage people, go find a local dairy farm. There are not as many because of the impact of the big agribusinesses, that's for sure. I get a kick out of the Dairy Farmers of America and all the promotion that they're doing to plug what they call real milk. We'll talk about that later in my opinion section. Our podcast has news. Number one, Midwest farmers decided not to plant. This is the problem because of moisture in the soil. We go through that and what the numbers are. News about a video of Fair Oaks Farm near Chicago shows them violently abusing their cows and what that means to the reputation of good farmers. We also meet Michelle Ajamian of Shagbark Seed and Mill. She's in Ohio in her 20s. She has left a couple of different communities and decided to farm on her own. Her primary work has been with local environmental and economic development groups to help people get access to lands and that sort of thing. She creates certified organic dry beans and milled grains at Shagbark Seed and Mill. Talks about that. With their partners, how the restaurants, the schools, the bakeries, home kitchens use their products. So there's that. And then the tick season. What do you do with your animals during tick season? That's part of my opinion section. All that information, all that conversation in the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll have the summation put together of this conversation we're having this week. Fritz Bettner is here. He's the project director at Sprouting Farms in West Virginia. We're talking about how they have a double, they have aquaponics that they're using to grow things, and they have stuff, the traditional things that are grown outside, being challenged this year because of the weather. So wouldn't it be nice if somehow or other, Fritz, we could find a way to create magically all these great greenhouses around the country so we could grow some food. And, you know, a lot of the, especially out west, the big companies like Driscoll, those big supposedly farmers, they're not farmers, they're industrialists. They put up all these huge greenhouses and they grow all of the fresh raspberries and strawberries, blueberries and stuff in aquaponics. I don't think most people know that, as opposed to what you can get on the local farm. How much are you affected by people and their need, especially people of younger persuasions and millennials, want everything fast, quick? I don't know. Do they think about quality, or are you finding younger people are the ones that are supporting you more than any other group?
I think the American consumer in general, you know, wants things when they want it. I mean, that's how we've been programmed. You know, you order something online and it shows up 2 days later in a box from halfway around the world. And that's sort of what we're accustomed to. But I think a lot of it is like explaining the message and the importance of, you know, supporting your small local farm and what that does. And it's not just, does it supply an income for Amara, but it stitches our communities together. It's more healthy food. And a lot of our work is educating people. And then once you really, I think, get through that, it becomes a priority to that customer, and a priority enough to even pay, you know, what it should be paid, the true cost of that food, not the
right.
Not the untrue
yeah, that's
cost.
The thing. People are cheap. People want cheap food. They're used to cheap food, but what you get, you know, you pay for stuff that comes processed, and you'd like to think that through all the education that's been done by people like you and me, helping people understand what it is, what you're really buying or what you're putting into your mouth. The problem is we don't have as much money as the agribusinesses do to pound away at how their processed bologna, literally and figuratively, is going to be so wonderful. The taste is great, and put it on some white bread and get the flour in your system and create more carbs and all that other stuff. I sound a little cynical about it, but I think I don't want to be. I want to think that we can turn things around, but it is a huge undertaking and takes grassroots support because they have so much money, and they're getting more money and aid from the federal government, from you and me as taxpayers, and they're the last ones who need it. I would think that would ruffle your feathers a little bit. You getting any aid in this era of aid from the government?
Yeah, that does ruffle my feathers a little bit. I mean, if we just specifically talk about the Farm Bill, and you're looking at $800 billion spent, one of the largest subsidies in the world for food, and it doesn't subsidize good food. It doesn't subsidize what it needs to be subsidizing. So that's one of the things that I've been looking at very hard these past few years, because I look at, and over $750 billion of that goes towards nutrition. This is your SNAP benefits, your WIC, your food stamps, basically. And you know who captures all of that? You know who gets all those transfers? I mean, it's Walmart. It's large.
Yeah.
It's large corporate stores. I mean, West Virginia alone, over $500 million a year come in West Virginia for SNAP benefits. Walmart takes 85% of that, Kroger another 10. Local farmers get 0.0012% of that total subsidy.
Yeah.
Then that enrages me, but I also see it as a market opportunity. It's like, how do we begin to get at that? Because the reality is the people who sort of manage those programs and, you know, they want local healthy food, but they're having a hard time figuring out how to get it. And that's where we insert ourselves, and so that's where our food access program.
Well, that becomes an excuse because they know where to, that's what their business is. They're obviously not doing their job if they don't know where to get it. It's all over the place. Look at your area. I'm just looking at what's available in your area of West Virginia, the farm markets, the things that are being grown, the certification of local food. You got stuff all over the place there. People should be, the throngs of folks should be, you know, they should be knocking your doors down because
yeah,
it's good.
I mean, and you're right. It's getting there, but it's the details. It's the details of how you get something grown from point A to point B in the right time at the right box. I mean, it's, and those are the things that haven't been done. And farmers markets are great, and we have, I think, a strong support network for it, but that's not what this is. You know, when you have to produce on a schedule and harvest at a certain time and have it look a certain way in order to meet the customer's needs. That's just a whole different ballgame. But that's what we're working on right now.
I'm just thinking out loud here. Something you just said triggered me to thinking about a conversation I was having earlier in the day on my Monday through Friday program, aiming, you know, a lot of billionaires have been saying that they ought to give for this or that, or they give their money away or do something. And I was thinking about the some of the people who have wealth have done with the Gates Foundation. I'm thinking of specifically and how they've helped people in terms of health and food around the world, not here in our country, but in Africa and certain other places. And I think to myself, you know, we have all this money being given outside of our country by some of these huge, it sort of reminds me of what you, when you see on public broadcasting, this program is made possible by this foundation and that foundation and whoever else wants to throw money at it. That's great. We even throw tax money at it, and it doesn't need to because they make enough money to live on their own. And so where's the support for basic American food? Where's that? How come we don't have foundations throwing money? I don't have any foundation giving me money. You got any foundations giving you money? I hope you do.
Yeah, no, we definitely do. I mean, there's small foundations that believe in the value of local food, not just as a, you know, a health, and but it's like a community economic development strategy for West Virginia. You got to realize, like, West Virginia is the bottom of the barrel in pretty much everything economically, and our demographics are terrible. And we have to figure out how to transition these rural economies into something that can thrive. And, like, so local food is definitely, like, one of the things that they are focusing on. And even the federal government. So our grant came through the Appalachian Regional Commission to get us started. But it takes creative thinking. It's out-of-the-box thinking that, you know, that's hard for a bureaucracy, but sometimes it does happen, and it has happened. And it's, like, it's really helped us significantly. But it still pales in comparison to the tax incentives that we have that give big corporations all the different stuff. I mean, what did they just give, like $70 billion to farmers? Whatever it was to farmers recently to not grow.
Right.
Because of tariffs. So, like, it pales in comparison to that.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
I mean, we're sort of on a roll here, you and me. We're talking to Fritz Bettner from Sprouting Farms, his website, sproutingfarms.org. Continuing our conversation in a few moments, I would like to have you think about helping family farms with a donation of that old vehicle that you've been either meaning to repair or sell or junk. If you've got one of these in your barnyard, you got one of them in your backyard, you've got something on the farm that needs repairs, or you're not sure you can really fix it. I got a couple of old balers that I'm putting into this project myself. You can donate these vehicles, this equipment, for the preservation of wholesome American family farming. Your donation supporting the American family farmer and the American Institution of Family Farms, because we all know every farm feeds 165 people. I hope you know that. 99% of the farms are family-owned. 15 cents out of every dollar spent on food goes to the farmer. The rest of it goes to the people in the middle. So the entire system is, as they say in the West, fakakta. You got to do what you got to do. And this is a way for those who have, well, I guess maybe a consciousness about this, or you just want to get a good tax deduction, whatever the motivation, not important. If you want to send a car, a truck, a tractor, a motorcycle, a boat, a trailer, piece of equipment, whatever, your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Won't cost you a penny. All you got to do is call 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or You go to AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. You can find the form online there. AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. Find the form, fill it out. Somebody will come and pick up your vehicle, whatever it is. Won't cost you anything. Or you can call them at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Whatever it is, donate. Donate and help the American family farmer. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a report on this year's growing season. Well, I guess we could say, among other things, not your father's growing season. I remember droughts when I was a kid. I remember rain when I was a kid. Many of you probably do as well. When there's a drought, farmers hope for rain. When there's too much rain, farmers wish they could turn off the spigot. I know I'm getting very frustrated because I can't get my haying done and I can't get fields planted. I need to grow some more hay, have 40 or so acres that are ready to be planted, but every time I get ready to plant, it rains. So anyway, there's that to consider. If it hasn't been dry, weather conditions have been challenging for sure. Each farm is different when it comes to rain patterns, soil types, related factors. When I say it's not your father's growing season, I don't know that in my history I ever saw anybody on any farm I ever worked on as a kid test the soil to see what the ingredients were in the soil, to find out what the soil needed. Because back in those days, we spread lots of manure on the fields, and that seemed to complement whatever we might have used for fertilizer, starter fertilizer, to get the corn going, or whatever else we were growing. Today, there are all kinds of different things, and the soils have been depleted anyway by using some of the modern agricultural techniques and the products that are around to enhance growing, but not enhance the soil. So anyway, there's a lot of consideration, it seems to me, this year as to whether or not even you're going to grow. I think I've speculated with some people, some reports I've seen from the Midwest, people are just not going to grow. They say, the farmers are getting all this help from the government, we won't grow anything. I'd check with the government first to find out whether you're eligible before you made that decision. My advice? There are some magazines, publications that are trying to do the same thing that I'm trying to do with this radio program. The American Family Farmer Show is aimed at helping people who are, as Fritz is, a pretty good example of making it work. The sweat off your brow, all of those things need some support. I also went to your website, turnrow.org, turnrowfarms.org. Again, a good way for people to see what's being done down in the Appalachians. This is a farm collective. How many did you say you had involved in this?
I was about 80 producers and probably 15 different organizations and private businesses.
Are you setting up farmers' markets? Are you delivering to stores? What are you doing?
Delivering to stores, restaurants, hospitals, schools, and those food access markets that I mentioned before.
Mostly. Yeah. Yeah. And so how are you receiving? You go into a restaurant, let's say in Charleston, and you say, okay, mm-hmm. I'm from Turnrow Farms or I'm from Sprouting Farms. Are they eager to talk to you? They say, yeah, I want to grow. I want to take all you can give me. I'll take everything. I want you to grow more for me. And what's the reception?
The reception is always very good initially. Again, the details are always tough because you're having to teach your customers about seasonality, you know, how things are ordered, because we can't we're not big enough to hold inventory, so we order stuff from farmers that's in the field when the customer orders it, and that takes time. So generally speaking, very positive about it, very much want to do it. I think logistically speaking, we're still a little bit challenged to make.
Do you pay the farmer directly, or does he get paid by the people that are the end users?
We pay them. So the customers want one invoice. They don't want 80 invoices. So we aggregate, and then we pay the producer.
See, I think that's a great idea. Good for you. Let's keep up the good work. Fritz Bettner from Sprouting Farms, sproutingfarms.org, or turnrowfarms.org. Great ideas there. Thank you, sir.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows.
Back at it on the American Family Farmer. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. In a moment, I'm going to tell you what I really think. Not that you're going to have to guess at this, because you pretty much can hear me and my attitude toward DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, and their discussion, what they talk about regarding real milk, which is a real load of real crap. And I'll have my thoughts for you after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why can't give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you, so before you Try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at getthetea.com. Change in America, one tea bag at a time.
All right, so I want to, I guess I've seen two things in the last 24 hours that really rile me. One of them was a picture of Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, who is being interviewed by a reporter on the climate situation, the weather situation, and his response to a question about the dangers of the weather said, well, it rained yesterday, but it's a pretty nice day today. Okay. But so what does that tell you about what these how clueless these people are? Not you can do anything about the weather, but you know, in terms of what we're doing with the money, the resources that are being set aside for people who don't need the money, I think that's really what somebody should be asking him. I don't think everybody's afraid to tip through that tulip. I'd like to be able to talk to him and ask him that question. The month of June has been Dairy Month. Every year, Dairy Month happens during the month of June. So, and actually starts, World Milk Day is the first of the month. Throughout the month, dairy farmers are trying to help people understand what's going on, how they raise their animals, how the hot weather in the summer requires you provide some relief to your cows and that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, which is a shill for the Souza family, whatever their name is, the way they've gotten into concert with the government and big ag to force the small farmers out of business. And that helps them in a number of ways. Get cheaper milk, and you also don't have to, one of the things that makes it cheaper is you don't have to truck it from so many different locations. One farm, 5,000 cows, you can fill up a truck pretty quickly there. And so you don't have to, I mean, it's all about them. They say in their promotion, they're made up of hardworking family farm owners and employees who understand the power dairy has toward helping those in need. You know what a load of crap that is? These people are the most usury. They put more farmers out of business than anybody in the history of dairying in America. This is the biggest load, and these people, they have a new thing called hashtag give milk money. They're talking about custom milk money for kids to buy milk at school and that kind of stuff. But their product, look at the product, look at the label on the product, and you tell me what you think the nutritional value is. When the milk leaves your farm, it's valuable. When it gets into one of their bottles, it's not. And that's, you know, I'm offended by them talking about how social currency and milk money and all that stuff is good. It's good for them, not good for you. That's my thought. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.